with the new tax laws that passed or the new CARES Act law that passed, you may even be able to carry it back a couple of years. Talk to your CPA, because say you paid a lot of money in taxes last year or 2 years ago and you have some costs, you have some depreciation, you might be able to even roll it back.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
This is the best tip for you not to pay any taxes on any income, real estate related, or even if you have a W-2 income, if you're in the U.S. or if you invest from other parts of the country, I mean, other parts of the world, if you invest from any other parts of the world, let's say Mexico, into the U.S., right? You got to have a company here, and this company is going to pay taxes here in the U.S., but there's a way to avoid that, especially if you are buying real estate. So I buy multifamily, I buy apartment buildings, you know, I buy commercial real estate, warehouses, mobile home parks, and there's a great tax advantage to buying these properties. I'm going to give you an example, okay? Now, I am not a tax professional, let you know that up front. Make sure you talk to your CPA and your legal counsel. Make sure everybody's tax situation is different. But here's how it works. Okay, if you buy a $10 million property, let's say it's a multifamily property, you're going to be able to write off about 25-30% of the purchase price plus any improvement, capital improvements, which basically means any rehab that you did to that property. So let's assume that there was no rehab, but you bought that property this year and you paid $10 million. That means you'll be able to write off $3 million, $2.5 to $3 million on your taxes. Well, I'm assuming that you bought it all by yourself, okay? So you will be able to deduct $2.5 to $3 million on your taxes. So say that property brought you in, made you profit $1 million that year, right? Guess what? That $1 million will be tax-free. If you don't happen to use a whole $2.5 or $3 million that you have in depreciation, right, you can roll it over to the next year and into the next year. So you can roll that over. Actually, with the new tax laws that passed or the new CARES Act law that passed, you may even be able to carry it back a couple of years. Talk to your CPA, because say you paid a lot of money in taxes last year or 2 years ago and you have some costs, you have some depreciation, you might be able to even roll it back, right? But check again with your CPA. If here in the United States you are considered a real estate professional, you can actually take some of that income and subtract it, I mean, some of that depreciation or those tax write-offs from that property you purchased, anything left over, you can take it from any other income you have, from a W-2 job, from another business you own, that income that's gonna get taxable, you can actually move that over. And you don't have to pay taxes for some of that income, maybe not all of it, but you do have to be a real estate professional. That's a little bit different. But if you're not a real estate professional, maybe you're just investing from another country into the US and your entity here, you have a company here that's investing, that company is going to get taxed. So that's a great strategy for you to be able to avoid that company here in the US getting taxed. Now, when it goes back to your home country, right, you got to get really creative so you pay the least amount of money. I'm not saying, you know, don't pay your taxes or cheat on your taxes. I'm just saying be as creative as you can legally, where you have to move the money around to, when you get it back to your country, you pay as little tax as possible. It is doable. If you have any questions on how to get this done, I can try to hook you up. So leave some comments below and check out my part one and my part two videos on how to invest in how to start your investment in the US in real estate or in anything really from another country, how to set up your entity. And number two is three ways that you can actually invest your money, three simple ways, but it's very, very effective. And this is the third video, which talks about taxes, how you can avoid the taxes. You can get really, really creative with the tax structure. So subscribe and follow me on my other social media channels.
I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're gonna get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, But I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.